The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُو هُ بِلِيهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
On this occasion of Fatimiyyah, I would like to discuss how the Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullahi alayha, has saved the Ummah. There are many ways that we can look at this, and her standing behind the door saved the Ummah in many ways. One of those is obviously, and we've discussed this before, last year, maybe the previous year, in the context of Fatimiyyah, of how it was important for her to keep Ali ibn Abi Talib alive as the Imam, not just alive. Keep him alive and give him the opportunity, the ability to be the Imam and live. We explained that in a previous Fatimiyyah. So her Shahada made that possible. We explained that there as well. How this Shahada allowed for Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullah alayhi to live as an Imam and continue doing his work as an Imam afterwards. If it wasn't for that Shahada of the Lady Fatimatu Zahra, that wouldn't have been possible. That by itself is an aspect, is something to think about and to appreciate and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the great blessing of the Lady Fatimatu Zahra. But what we're discussing is not related to that, it's related to the istishhad itself and her effect directly, as the Quran says, generally shuhada have, although she was a living shaheed while she was alive, she was عند ربهم يرزقون, her soul was عند ربهم يرزقون, in ways that we can't really comprehend. Her istishhad, according to the Qur'an, has the highest level of what the Qur'an says, a shaheed's effect and impact on the people after, the believers after that shahada are. This is the part that we're discussing here. Her shahada saved Islam, saved the ummah. Islam as a religion was going to be preserved as long as there's one person on the face of the earth that knows what God revealed upon the Holy Prophet, what his guidance and his teachings are, then Islam as an ideology is preserved on the face of the earth. The Ummah growing, continuing to live, and reaching its destination, which has been happening over the course of these centuries and will reach its final stage with the coming of the Imam of our time and with the work that he does, all of this is affected by Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayhi, her shahada, her istijhad, her martyrdom. So not because she saved and preserved Ali ibn Abi Talib, that itself is an aspect, we discussed that, that is important. That's not our topic right now. Her shahada, her istishhad, her martyrdom. What is the effect? One effect, again, of that shahada that we can understand has saved the ummah, and a lot of people have spoken about this, is the idea that that shahada was recorded in history. And it leaves a question. All the efforts, all the attempts to try to hide the truth of what happened after the demise of the Prophet, to try to hide the truth that Ali ibn Abi Talib is the Khalifa. With her shahada, which has been recorded in history, and there is no other version of her passing. No other record of her passing is there. The record of her passing is her passing because of her injuries at that young age. So either you say, well, we don't know, she just passed. Or you say, let's look at what's recorded. The only thing that's recorded is this. Nothing else has been recorded. Well, this is an effect that is because of her shahada, not because of saving Ali ibn Abi Talib. With her shahada, she saved this truth, and the ummah needs this truth. Yes, that's true. Another aspect that is spoken of and is important and definitely has saved us and continues to save us the more we do this is remembering her and crying for her injuries, crying for her arm, crying for what happened to her behind the door, crying for her chest being pierced with a hot nail. These scenes that we should remember, the way Ali ibn Abi Talib stood in washing that body, and the way he cried, and the way the children cried, and remembering that, and our hearts really not being able to take that, and our tears flowing down our faces, that, and now that this happened, and they cried for Fatima to Zahra, salamullahi alayha, they're able to come back to the path, be able to remain Muslim and so, or Shia. No. Saving everyone. The greatest alim that you could imagine, the greatest arif that you could imagine, those tears for Fatima to Zahra, salamullahi alayha, save them from that level of deficiency that they're in and elevates them. All of us are anyone who is connected to her in that way. Anyone who not even cries, who reads that story, their heart is moved even a bit. And that bit, that amount that it's moved. And they are saved to that degree. This is a concept, an aspect of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, that encompasses all these different people throughout this time. All these different people. That is an aspect as well. However, that is still not, neither of those two are the ones that we are wanting to discuss. Her shahada is a savior for the ummah, because that shahada, that martyrdom, tells those who hear of that, tells them that this shahada is good. Want it. Desire it. Long for it. Tell God to give it to you. Tell Allah, I wish I was there, that my chest would have been pierced instead of hers. Tell God, I wish I was in that street. My face would have been slapped in that way instead of hers. This is what it does. This is the effect of the shahada of Fatima al-Zahra. Creating the desire for reaching that same level. The verse of the Quran is very interesting. It says, الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. It says, shuhada, generally, and at the top is the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. She addresses, and all these shuhada address, الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. The ones who have not joined them. This wording has an implication with it. In other words, people that have not yet come that way, which means that they would be reaching that level. Highest level that a person can reach is to become a shaheed. they are told, don't worry, there's no fear, keep going. Keep going for what? To reach that, reach shahada, reach martyrdom. Anyone who reads the story, hears the story of Fatimatu Zahra, while they beat themselves when they hear that, and they can't take hearing what happened to her. It's too much. They want that what happened to her would happen to them instead. They would want not to leave this world in anything less than that. That's what it calls you towards. It calls a person towards doing what she did for the sake of Islam, for saving Walaya, for saving Ali ibn Abi Talib. What God requires you to do is to give your life. You look at that, you read this while you're crying, while you're hearing this, while your heart is being moved. A believer cannot help but to want to do the same. God, bring about a condition where I too, like Zahra salamullahi alayha, can give my blood for your cause.
أسعفيني بفيضك المعطاء
إنه سلمي إلى العلياء فامنحي نفحة الحياة يا سبيلي إلى النجاة يا طريقا إلى العلا زهراء يا طريقا إلى العلا زهراء
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
فاطم الزهراء